Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to NABWIC Talks Radio this morning. I am Jada Williams, your National NABWIC Blog Talk Radio Chair, and I get to be your host today. And you know, I'm always super excited. So thank you for joining us this morning. Welcome to the show, to all of our members, guests, first-time listeners. Please, like you just heard our beautiful commercial say, follow, like, and share on all your different social media platforms that you are hanging out with NABWIC this morning, and or head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us and become a member. Check out that membership. So, as you already know, I'm super excited. I've had my coffee con leche this morning, and I am ready to go. So this morning, we are doing it a little differently. We are ahead of the game. We have a special show for you today with our Woman in Spotlight. And you know what that is all about, because every month you are used to NABWIC hosting our NABWIC Billion Dollar Luncheon. And this month, for the November Billion Dollar Luncheon, it is NABWIC's Billion Dollar Luncheon in Entertainment Centers Contracting Opportunities. So today, later on today, we will be having presenters from the American Dream and, of course, the heavyweight itself, the Walt Disney Company, will be presenting a little later today. But just to show that this is fire, rocking and rolling Billion Dollar Luncheon this month that you don't want to miss, we have a superstar special guest. Our NABWIC Woman in Spotlight for November is Miss Arnice Lamb. Okay, so listen, get your laces glued down straight, wrap your scarf around, which you should already be off and started your day. But Miss Arnice Lamb is NABWIC's Woman in Spotlight, and you want to tune in. And it's special because this month we are also having our Billion Dollar Luncheon on Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. This Tuesday will be the Billion Dollar Luncheon. So please come and hang out with us and make sure you adjust your calendars accordingly. So let's get on into it before I talk you to death and have too much fun all up here by myself. Miss Arnice Lamb is a manager of supplier diversity, supporting all enterprise construction, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, corporate real estate, as well as managing Disney's second-tier program, and has been with the Walt Disney Company since February 1991. So prior to joining the Walt Disney Company, Miss Lamb held a number of managerial positions with organizations such as Shiley Inc., which is a division of Pfizer, and many, many more. Miss Lamb has also been instrumental in the development, implementation, and compliance of minority and women business enterprise program. But like I said, she is one of the biggest, heaviest weights we've had on the show thus far, and I won't go on and on about her bio because it's so amazing, action-packed, and who better to do it and speak on it than herself. So good morning and welcome to the show, Miss Arnice. How are you?
I am well. I am well. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, of course. We had to invite you and highlight you, Ben. You know, it's our entertainment month, and you just fit it so well, well, well. So I know from being a little stalker, doing my research, having to do my job with NABWIC, I know just a little bit, maybe a little bit more about you than some of our listeners, but I know that your story is so amazing, and being that you are a native of Ohio, and now you're out in California, and yes, thank you so much for joining us, because out there it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, so again, thank you so much. Yes. So how about you just tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words, your own background, and how it is that you came to do what it is you do today?
Well, as you nicely put it, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, better known as the Mistake on the Lake. And at a very young age, my ambition was to work for Walt Disney. Every Sunday morning, it was a treat for me, after doing my chores for the week, my parents would allow me to watch The Wonderful World of Disney. And I told my parents that when I grow up and finish school, I will be working for the Walt Disney Company. Now, my father was a pessimist, and he always would say, well, that's a lofty goal. However, my mother, like I, was a dreamer. And in her words, it was, if it was something you really wanted, work hard for it, develop your skills, and your wishes will come true. Well, 16 years of determination and hard work, I eventually was able to land a position at Disneyland Resort as a contract administrator supporting the Disneyland Resort Hotel. So during, you know, the first month of my employment, a director of supplier diversity based out of Orlando, Florida, came to California for a quarterly meeting, and he recruited three of the newly hired personnel to participate in the Southern California Minority Development Business Council trade fair. So while I was at the trade fair, my former employers, C.R. Bard, Medtronic, and Pfizer, advised the director of my experience in sourcing and supplier diversity while under their direction. Before I knew it, he had returned back to California less than 30 days after his original trip, and he made me a career opportunity that I couldn't pass up. So that's how I have become where I am right now as a supplier diversity professional.
Wow, that is an amazing story. So basically, for our listeners, you manifested from a young age your dream job and where you are today. And you have to be a dreamer. And if you can dream it, it can come true. So what a brilliant and perfect example of that manifestation into your reality. Wow, I'm just blown away with that story there. So with that, and you loving Disney, I know that that had to be a part of your personality with dreaming and the determination and developing those skills over 16 years to get where you're at. Currently, how do you still use some of those characteristics or attributes? Like, what areas are your key focuses?
Areas of my key focuses, right now, I'm responsible for three categories. The first and the one that's most passionate to me is design and construction. My grandfather was a masonry, and I was always intrigued about construction. So initially, that has always been my passion. The second area that I'm responsible for is FOS, or facilities, operations, and services. So anything that is involved in maintaining and operating the program or the company that's the area that I do get involved in. And third, and I think that's because of my personality, is contingent staffing. And so I'm a people person, and I tend to engage. I always want to make sure that I make anyone that I talk to civil and at ease. And I think those three characteristics has helped me throughout my career.
Yes, indeed. And those are three big pillars to stand on that's very important in an organization and during in building relationships. So, oh my gosh, that is big. And Disney, the Disney company, has to trust and feel that you can handle these three different big areas. So with that, being that you're over these three areas, what has been your biggest accomplishment while at Disney? And you could go from the design and construction, dealing with your people.
Well, my biggest accomplishment while here at Disney so far was to witness several of my mentees that I have worked with and developed and helped guide, direct, and build their business, gain national recognition from two major advocacy organizations. One is the National Supplier Development Council, and the second one is the Women Business Enterprise National Council. As well as recently, the Walt Disney Company was recognized this month from the National Minority Supplier Development Council as a Category 3 Corporation of the Year. Now, this is the highest honor that this organization gives to a major corporation for the utilization of ethnic minority-owned suppliers, specifically Asian, Black, Hispanic, Native American owners.
Wow. And I did see that you are a board member, a chairman of those different organizations as well. So you are very accomplished in that and deserving, and it speaks to your passion and commitment to these different organizations. That is amazing. So I also imagine that there are some goals and some different types of objectives that you and your department hope to achieve. Could you tell us a little bit more about those things?
Well, to be naturally recognized by our peers as a world-class organization for diversity and inclusion, that is one of the goals that we strive to achieve every day. And the second is to be part of the Billion-Dollar Roundtable. Now, this is an elite organization that recognizes and celebrates corporations that achieve spending of at least $1 billion with minority and women-owned suppliers. And the team that I work with under the leadership of Leonard Spencer, that is our goal. That's the diamond that we're going after. We're going in the right direction, and I feel confident that we will make that commitment and continue to make that commitment to the minority and women business community.
Amazing. Well, I definitely want to hear more about the Billion-Dollar Roundtable, this $1 billion in programs. It sounds like we are a match made in heaven with our Billion-Dollar Luncheon. So I'm going to check with the studio. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break. But with all of our listeners, while we're on this commercial break, you could always hit 1 on your phones if you're dialed in, if you want to comment, and just dialogue with Ms. Arnice directly and ask some of your questions pertaining to business. Please feel free to dial number 1 on your phone or drop your comment and our Facebook pages and, of course, email. As you already know, we will read those comments and questions over the air for you. So thank you, Ms. Jackie, for taking us to a quick commercial break.
Today's show is brought to you by Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger and better lives and businesses. And by PepsiCo Frito-Lay Company, one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world. And by J. Perry & Associates, giving you the building blocks to grow your business. If you're joining us online, be sure to visit their websites, which are listed in the online description for this week's show. To learn more about our advertising rates and packages for NABWIC Talks, contact Jada Williams at area code 786-702-1005 or email blogtalk@nabwic.org. And don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk Radio by visiting blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, yes, good morning, and we are back. Thank you for joining us on NABWIC Talks Radio. We are speaking with Ms. Arnice Lamb this morning. She is the Manager Supply Diversity Strategic Sourcing for the Walt Disney Company with many, many years of great experience. Again, Ms. Arnice, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning. And before our last commercial break, we were speaking on the billion-dollar roundtable and the billion-dollar program that you are involved with. And then also before in the conversation, we spoke on some of the different organizations that you are affiliated with. So it sounds like you're very passionate about these things. How and what ways do you think or see NABWIC and you working together? What made you feel comfortable and happy to connect with NABWIC?
I think because of what your organization is trying to do, which is to empower African-American women in an industry that is extremely challenging for women overall, let alone an African-American woman. And during the course of my career in this industry, what I have observed is that they want to take you seriously, but you have to have a presence and let them know that you truly understand what construction is and that you truly have the skills, capability, and the mindset to manage construction, and that you, as an African-American woman, can do anything in this industry if you put your mind to it and if you have the confidence to follow through on your dream.
Thank you, and yes, indeed. So members, new members on the way. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I hope you picked up that tip from Ms. Arnice. Build up your skills. Make sure that you can do what it is that you say you can do. That's what I'm hearing, Ms. Arnice. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely correct.
Okay, so we need to get some training, some certifications. Hey, if you're not a member, please reach out to us. That's some of the things that we do. If you are a member, we are big on that. That is a member benefit. We have a whole national NABWIC education committee. We have our national monthly training sessions. And then our education committee is so amazing and rocking and rolling with their revamping. They have included different weekly Tuesday trainings. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to say weekly because you know I get excited. I'll get beat up when I get off the air. But they are doing some amazing things. So remember, I know on some of these Tuesdays coming up, if you are available, you'll want to show up to the education committee trainings at 9:30 a.m. There are free trainings where you can get these certifications and make sure that you know and have the knowledge and the skills to get yourself in the room and a seat at this billion-dollar round table, because we want to do business and get developed with people and organizations such as Ms. Lamb and the Walt Disney Company. And with this conversation, it just sounds like you guys do so much already, Ms. Arnice, to encourage individuals to go in the construction business and let alone be business owners. So I applaud you for that, and I just think it's just so amazing.
Well, thank you very much. It's important to us.
I see. And this is not something that you guys just started doing. Like, you've been doing it. You've been a leader in this space. So I just have to ask one thing, because like you said, your personality is amazing, and you know I do pretty much everything through my personality, and I love to have fun and smile. And I noticed you said that your hashtag is the happiest place on earth. What is that all about? Because I think that's your personality and Disney.
Well, it is for me. It is the happiest place on earth. I constantly get teased by my better half when, and he would tell me, it's unbelievable. When you leave the house, you're smiling. When you come back home, you're smiling. That is so not right in so many different ways. But I enjoy what I do. I enjoy interacting with people, especially the youth. I enjoy working with suppliers that I could see that they are passionate about what they are doing and that they truly, truly want to grow their business. And so I always forewarn suppliers that come to me and says, Miss Arnis, can you mentor me? And my comment is, are you sure you want me to do that? Because I'll be committed to you, but I expect for you to be committed to your craft. And I will do everything I can to help you and provide you resources and direct you. And I will recommend you, parents would recommend their child when they see that the child is not going in the direction that they want them to do. But at the end of the day, your company is your company, not mine. And you need to show that you are committed to making your company grow.
Right, right. And yes, indeed, it does sound like you love, love, love what you do. Leaving out in the morning, happy and cheesing from ear to ear, and returning back home from ear to ear is an amazing thing that you manifested from childhood. And yes, that's key to what you just said as well, is that once you reach out for that mentorship and you want to take your business to the next level, the mentee needs to be open and ready. And I just think that's amazing that a professional on the executive level that you're on, you're open and willing and you keep it real and you are willing to mentor and accept those challenges. So thank you so much again. I don't want to hold you hostage and keep you all to myself. I'm going to roll over to Ms. Jackie Perry. I know that she mentioned in the last commercial break she has one or two comments. She is owner of J. Perry and Associates. So, Ms. Jackie Perry, coming out of Jacksonville, Florida, what is going on?
Oh, well, hey, lots of excitement and lots of happiness. Let's spread it around. So I am, again, just very, very excited to have Ms. Arnis with us on today's show. But I do have a question, since we're talking in this area of mentoring, because as you said, it's really important that as business owners, we do bring our industry knowledge, our skill and capability to the table. And one of the things we do recognize that in order to compete, especially for some of the larger contracts where we may not have that scaled capability and resources, that sometimes being able to get into a mentoring relationship, some type of joint venture or mentor protege program may help. And as Jada mentioned, certainly we have to bring some things to the table. But what are your thoughts, Ms. Arnis, about those type of programs? And if you could mention if there are any such programs that exist under the Disney Company.
Well, when you're entering into or looking at going into a mentor protege program, or even looking at potentially doing a joint venture with another company to work on or go after a particular project, it's really important and to really know the company that you are working with and dealing with. Because when you're in a joint venture, there's responsibility that goes with both parties. And with that said, you want to be able to clearly divine what are the roles and responsibility of each one of those individuals, as well as determining how do I fit into this relationship that at the end of the day will benefit my company's growth.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Appreciate that insight. And thank you, Jada, for allowing me an opportunity to ask that question.
Yes. Like you said, we have to share all of this happiness and all of this great information around the table. So, Ms. Ernice, we're coming up at the top of the hour. I want to ask you one more question. I'm going to put my Ann McNeil hat on. Share with us one of your favorite books.
Well, actually, I have three books that are my all-time favorite. The first one is The Ride of a Lifetime by Robert Iger. This is where Mr. Iger shares his lessons learned for the 15 years that as a CEO of my company, the Walt Disney Company. The second book is Scale or Fail by Allison Maslin. This is where she shares how to build your dream team and explode your growth and letting your business soar. And finally, The Autobiography of Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. That speaks about the importance of innovation and the willingness to travel the unknown to achieve your dream.
Oh, man, that is a powerhouse book list, and how could you not expect any other coming from such a powerful woman as yourself? So, members, listeners, I hope you caught it. Great read, The Ride of a Lifetime, Scale of Fail. Did I get that right, Ms. Ernice?
Scale or Fail. Yes, ma'am.
Scale or Fail and Steve Jobs' Autobiography. Let's get these companies going. Let's grow. Let's grow and educate ourselves and manifest our dreams. Like Ms. Ernice has did over her lifetime and her career. So, Ms. Ernice, one last thing. How can we get in contact with you if you are open to our members and our guests to reach you? How can we find you? Do you have a social media, an email address?
Yes, I do. So my email address is Ernice, that's A-R-N-I-C-E, .lamb, L-A-M-B, at disney.com. Please feel free to email me. I respond to all emails, and forgive me the time of day that you receive the emails, because I am somewhat of a workaholic, but I do respond to all emails and all inquiries, and I look forward to hearing from you real soon.
Yes, indeed, and I can second that. She will respond and quick with the responses, including her busy schedule. So, members, reach out to Ms. Ernice. Make that connection. Get your whatever it is that you're looking for, and make sure you mention NABWIC. Can recognize and know how you've heard about her as well. So, again, Ms. Ernice, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again for being the woman out in the field and our NABWIC woman in the spotlight. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes, congratulations. And it has been an amazing, amazing show this morning, just being able to dialogue with you. And I just feel like a rock star, and you've motivated me to get on these emails and get to work. So thank you again for joining us. And members, guests, listeners, first-timers, go ahead, head over Eventbrite and register for our billion-dollar luncheon, where you can see Ms. Ernice Lamb receive her Woman in Spotlight Award and give another 1, 2, 3 heavy quick punch comments in her acceptance speech. I told you today was going to be amazing. So, and I know that we delivered. So, again, thank you for joining us this morning. And you know where you can always connect with us on our website. And we're here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.